This dropped just a couple of weeks ago, and it's now on Snopes, and I enjoyed it a lot. Is a Hillary Clinton snuff film circulating on the dark web?
This is a good one.
Yeah. So these people were tweeting. All the deplorables were tweeting that they have seen stills from a video which features Hillary Clinton and her aide Huma Abedin raping and mutilating a little girl. The video is supposedly circulated on the dark web, of course. That's where all things are, under the name Frazzle Drip. So the still of this image, it appears to be a masked woman. The thumbnail really looks like a still from the Poughkeepsie tapes or something like that. It's pretty fucking dark looking. People are taking this image of a masked woman and imposing Huma Abedin's face over it. And they're like, yeah, see, the pixels, they match up.
Of course they do.
Huma Abedin, of course, her ex-husband, Anthony Weiner, big-time creep. Liked to fuck around a lot and apparently tried, it probably succeeded, to get it on with underage girls.
World-class sex pervert.
Yeah, in everything there's a grain of truth, I suppose, and there is that grain of truth that Anthony Weiner, giant creep married to one of the closest confidants of Hillary Clinton, you could see how there might be some kind of Pizzagate scenario going on there. People are saying that nobody's been able to like watch the entire video because it's just too disturbing, you know. Same kind of like marketing campaign for like Paranormal Activity. Like, this is too disturbing. Audiences walking out.
Or like Netflix likes to do when they have a stinker of a horror movie. They like to tell you how many people can't finish it. And it's you're just telling me the abandon rate. Like, you're not telling me. You're taking a negative and spinning it into a positive. Like, how many people just clicked off because like, this movie's a piece of shit?
So the real juice to this one, what they describe happened is in this video they take a little girl and they fillet her face, then they take turns wearing the little girl's face like a mask, which would be the thumbnail of it. It's believed that they were terrorizing the young girl, deliberately causing the body to cleanse adrenochrome into her bloodstream before bleeding her out and drinking the blood during a satanic ritual sacrifice. For those unaware, adrenochrome is an oxidation product of adrenaline that is extracted from a living donor's adrenal gland. According to those familiar with the elite's drug of choice, the high is intense and exotic.
I mean, yeah, that probably would be a pretty good buzz if you could get the innocent fear of a child distilled into a liquor. That would probably be a pretty good time, but I don't think that's how that works.
It's like one of those stills from SVU where Ice-T is explaining, like, yeah, kids are calling it Pizzagate. You extract the adrenochrome from a terrified child. The high is said to be extremely exotic.
I wonder what it would compare to, if it would be like really fine. I would guess like really fine blow, but that would just be my uneducated guess.
How disappointing would it be if you went through all that trouble of mutilating a child and like getting it, and it's just like, this is just like super weak coke.
You get it and it just makes you lick your gums a bunch and you're like, man. Yeah. I think that at that point the juice is literally not worth the squeeze.
Yeah. The good news is this video, of course, does not exist. It's bullshit. And I believe that when someone finally released it, they just got Rickrolled.
Perfect. That's how it should be. I feel like, see, how much of this shit is like other people playing into the fantasy and trying to get a Rickroll in, essentially? And how much of it is the press grabbing it and being like, look at this, they believe, like, I know that the weirdos that fucking stalked us for a bit and talked to us on social media, their hearts were in it and they believed the shit. And like, most of them were just, 40-year-old women that had children and thought we actually wanted to suck their blood. And it's like, come on, lady, use your fucking brain. No, but I get it. You're exactly who should be against my band, so I thank you. And if you'd like to make placards and put them around your neighborhood saying not to listen to us, that would be great.